This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with his Israeli counterpart Sunday as Israeli forces continue pounding targets in Gaza, killing thousands of civilians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Biden administration continues to walk a fine line when it comes to the balance between Israel's right to defend itself and the need to protect civilians in Gaza.
We will continue to talk to our Israeli counterparts. We'll continue to ask hard questions.
That's White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. The UN has called for a humanitarian ceasefire. The Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians this month has surpassed 8,000. More than 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor on Sunday called for Hamas to release all hostages taken during its incursion into Israel and asked that Israel make discernible efforts to make sure civilians in Gaza get access to basic goods like food and medicine. Karim Khan at a press conference in Egypt's capital.
And it's alarming to see the bodies of young children that could be our own children being dragged, baked in dust. Still silent, motionless because they're dead.
He called on Israel to respect international law but stopped short of accusing Israel of committing war crimes. A mob looking for Israelis and Jews over at an airport in Russia's Caucasus Republic of Dagestan on Sunday after rumors spread that a flight was arriving from Israel. Dozens of protesters broke through doors and barriers, with some running onto the runway, according to videos posted on